You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702, The Worldview.
With John Adley. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ray.
So, I see a British Army general warns the fight against the Islamic State group isn't over yet.
Yeah, despite declarations of victory, pretty much, against Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, this is a warning that, you know, there's still a lot more to do in 2018. Major General Felix Gedney is deputy commander of the US-led coalition taking on the Islamic State group. He's the most senior British Army officer involved in that operation. And there's also concerns about the role that the Syrian regime is playing in this as well, because the coalition has said that the Syrian government is not doing enough to stop militants moving through its territory. But this British general says the coalition can't actually intervene in those areas. It's politically sensitive. It can't intervene where the Syrian regime is in control. So he's calling on the Syrian government to do a lot more to clear militants from those areas. The British general was giving a briefing via satellite to Pentagon reporters, and he said 2017 had been successful. They'd made some great advances in their fight, but there was more to do, and he said they are absolutely committed to lifting what he called a horrific shadow off the people of Iraq and Syria. And one other really human aspect to this at the moment, they're still trying to bring out vulnerable and injured children from a besieged rebel-held area of the Syrian capital, Damascus. That's an operation that started yesterday and is due to continue today. Lots of urgent cases there of children needing medical treatment being evacuated.
Yeah. Just thinking about the insurgency and thinking about ISIS, I mean, John, how do you stop them? The US tried that in Iraq, and you just can't stop that kind of fight.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's no easy answer to that. And also there's a lack of willingness, really, now to get too involved on the ground, you know, to get boots on the ground. And it's one of those disparate groups, isn't it, that doesn't necessarily have a clear identity, a bit similar to Al-Qaeda. You've also got the complication, a big complication of Russia aligning itself with Syria, you know, and that's very politically sensitive. So there are lots of complications to this. And they are a group that can go underground, they can regroup, they can rename. You know, there are factions and splits. And not necessarily controlled from the centre. It is a very difficult fight. I would say that they do seem to have made some big advances in this area. But as you say, as one group dissipates, another pops up somewhere else. And also, you're relying on governments to come up with a political solution. You always hear the military commanders say that we can only do so much.
Yeah.
It's up to the politicians, the leaders of the countries, to actually find a way forward. You know, it's very difficult to see a full resolution to this.
Yeah. Also looking at your menu. Now, John, I'm wearing shorts and a T-shirt. It's sweltering in Johannesburg. Cape Town, they've got water problems. But I see you've got snow and ice causing travel chaos in southern England.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in Scotland, they'd say we're soft southerners who can't cope, you know, once one single snowflake falls from the sky, whereas in the north, it's a lot more. It does seem to have just caused an awful lot of problems, and it will do today as well, partly because so many flights were cancelled yesterday. There are lots of stranded passengers. But, yeah, a lot of snow fell yesterday in southern England, near to where I am, and the ice is going to be the big issue as people go out to work again in the coming hour or two. London Stansted Airport in north of London had to close its runway twice because of ice. They had lorry crashes on the M1 causing big pile-ups. And the roads are literally falling apart in places.
Oi.
Are appearing everywhere. A huge pothole has appeared on the M25 London Orbital. That caused damage to a number of vehicles and more hold-ups there. And to add to the misery for some people, thousands of homes are still without electricity. So a bit of a grim restart for people who went straight back to work after Boxing Day.
That certainly is grim. It's nice to hear in Johannesburg, because we've got pothole problems every once in a while. We have power problems. So we're not alone. You see, it also happens in southern England as well. And then John Lewis Hamilton apologizing for telling his nephew not to wear a princess dress. What is that all about?
Yeah, this is another victim, you might say, of social media. The Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton has issued this apology. What he'd done was share on Instagram of him telling his nephew off for wearing a princess dress. I think it was a Christmas present. And in the video, you see Lewis Hamilton asking the small child, why are you wearing a princess dress? Boys don't wear princess dresses. Was it a Christmas present? This goes out to 5.7 million followers to Lewis Hamilton. Lots of criticism it led to on social media, and he's now apologised, saying on Twitter, I realised my words were inappropriate, so I removed it. I've always been in support of anyone living their life exactly how they wish, and I hope I can be forgiven for what he says was a lapse of judgment. Whether people think that is really honestly the case, I guess you have to leave it up to people to decide. But yeah, he's been caught out proper there, I would say.
Yeah, you have to watch what you say. You really do have to watch what you say. John Adley with The World View. Thanks for coming on the show this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, that's not a problem. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You betcha. Thanks, John. That's John Adley with his World View.